good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. Was our first Caribbean song for the week, coming in from Nassau, Bahamas, entitled Waves, from the one and only Nehemiah Heal. You know, he is a legend in the Bahamas. He was the lead singer for the Grammy Award-winning Bahamian group called Bahaman. You know about Bahaman, who gave us the big hit Grammy song, Who Let Dogs Out. They have been doing big hits for years, and now he has transitioned from the secular stage, now working hard in the church with his pastor, Bishop Neil Ellis, in the music ministry, creating wonderful anointed gospel music. And that was his latest track entitled Wave, talking about the pandemic and life and how the wave changes things in Life. Very beautiful song, you know. And, you know, he said that this song really means a lot to him and he wants to use it to inspire people. Real beautiful song, Nehemiah. Keep up the great work. And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the gifted, focused, energetic composer, musician, and artist, our brother who has been blessing people around the world with his music and his leadership as worship leader for many years, the always cool brother, Byron Cage. Byron, what's up, brother? How are you?
Mike D, I am happy to be with you, man. How are you doing, my brother?
Oh, every day's a great day, sir. Every day
is
a great day. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hey, Byron, what's going on, man? And welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show, man. You know, but tell me something, Byron. When are you going to do some Caribbean music? You know, there are a lot of Caribbean artists that love your music and would love to work with you, man, you know, because you are a great artist, man. How do you feel about that?
Oh, landlord, thank you, man. I appreciate it so much. Listen, you know, I guess the last Caribbean song I did probably would be the Glory song that was on the Presence of the Lord Is Here album. I need to go back to the table and pull out another Caribbean song, man, because I actually wrote that song when I was visiting in Jamaica and I was on vacation. So I love that type of music. It's always so festive and it's a lot of fun.
Good. Yeah, nothing like Caribbean music, man.
For real, man. You know that, man. You know, Caribbean music is amazing, man, and I'm sure people would love that, man. Great, great, great stuff.
Byron, you've been putting out great music, and now you've got your number one song, You Are. Congratulations, Byron. You've got your anointed message. Man, those anointed messages and praise that you've put out, man, are really great. And it's just another blessed song for you. You Are. And that Total Body Project, Isolation, man. Wow.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You know, when I wrote that song, I wrote it in late 2018, 2019. And recorded it. I had really been praying to God to give me some songs like Dietrich Haddon was writing, talking about this open door season over my life. I said, I like that. Anthony Brown was singing Blessing on Blessing. Oh, Blessing on Blessing. Every time I turn. And I'm like, God, let me get one of those kind of songs. But no, he gave me songs like I Can't Give Up and especially the song Isolation. He gave that to me. And I recorded it and it came out in 2019 in September. And then just 6 months later, we went into Isolation. Mm-hmm. And so that type of music, I know our God songs where God, he gives it to me. And I don't know why, because I didn't know why I was writing a song about isolation. But the Lord certainly does all things well. And I thank God it was for such a time as this with COVID-19 and the pandemic.
Awesome. Yeah, prophetic for sure. Well, congratulations on that album, Isolation.
Byron, a gospel artist and a radio host from out of Barbados, her name is Crystal J. Paul. She wants to know, as a seasoned gospel artist, what do you do to mentor upcoming artists?
Well, Crystal J., what I really, really try to do is to make sure that my music is relevant and that I have a formula usually that I try to follow. That is uniquely me. So when people hear my sound and they hear me on the air, they know it's me because of the consistency of how, you know, I try to write or how I accept from different writers. And that's really one of the things that you want to do to be able to brand yourself is you don't want to be up there sounding like everybody else, but you have your own unique sound. And it's really, really important for us to have camaraderie because, you know, it's stronger when we're together. You know, I could write one song, be by myself, it'd be great. But when we come and we collaborate, do things together, we got different energies, different mindsets, and some the creative processes, I think, can only go higher.
That's awesome, man. You know, well said, Brother Byron. You know, I just love to see artists who are trendsetters and who are not afraid to remain authentic to their style and their way of music.
Wow. And Byron, congratulations. You're doing digital Facebook and Instagram and what, Malico Records digital channel to do your TV show, The Byron Cage Show. Man, great.
Yeah. Isn't that something, man? While we were in the pandemic, I was writing things, just ideas and things that I always wanted to do. And, you know, I kind of thought that I would have been in television a little bit earlier. But what happened is, as I was preparing and all that kind of good stuff, I was just waiting to see if the Lord would open some doors for me. And when I preached at my dad's homegoing service last August, my pastor, he prophesied to me at the end of the service and told me that God was going to open up some doors for television that I've been wanting to do. And so I said, yes, sir, I receive it. And it wasn't a week later, I met a gentleman who owned a television or who owns a TV studio about 10 minutes from my house. Uh-huh. And when he met me, he was so overwhelmed because he said he had been praying to God to have a gospel artist come through there, uh-huh. you know, that had a major name that could help his business and that could, you know. So the Byron Katie Show was birthed. And I'm excited about it. It's a topical show. And so it's not just a Christian show because we deal with serious things as well. Like the first episode, I had B.B. Winans and I had Dr. Sharon Adi, who talked about the pandemic and the vaccines and the conspiracy theories and why black people, a lot of people don't want to get the shot and all the kind of stuff. We talked about the death, about how we needed to take care of our health. Mm-hmm. And it comes on every Thursday at 9 p.m. on my YouTube channel, as well as on my Facebook fan page, as well as on my Instagram channel.
All right, Brian, man, I just want to say congratulations, man. And I know your show is going to be a big hit, man. Just continue doing well, my brother. Great stuff, man.
Well, Byron, man, thanks so much for joining us, man. You got your number one song. You are, man. It's hitting, man. Boy, I'm telling you, you do be ministering. We want to thank you for all that you do, for letting God use you like you do. And thanks for joining us, Byron Cage.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, man. Thank you and Landlord. Absolutely, man. I can't wait to come back. All of your wonderful listeners there, of course, in the Caribbean and Africa, all throughout. I just cannot wait to come back. It's always a great time when I get a chance to travel.
Most definitely, Byron. You know, we love you here in the Caribbean, the Bahamas, man. You are an awesome individual. We love your ministry. Continue to do well. And we appreciate you hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. And we wish you all the best. God bless.
To the Lamb on the throne who gave his life for us, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Glory to your name.
You are the Lamb of God, the Lion of Judah, a mighty strong tower. You are an awesome wonder, and you stand triumphant. We walk in victory. Power of your word, it brings life to me, my redeemer.
You are
my defender.
You are
my way maker.
You are
Lord forever. You are my deliverer, great deliverer.
Lord, you are.
Come on, you are the Lamb.
You are the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus. You're the praise, the Lion of Judah.
The Lion of Judah.
And the word declares you're a mighty strong.
A mighty strong tower.
There's none on the earth like you. You are awesome.
You are an awesome wonder.
Yeah.
And you will stand triumphant.
Now, stand triumphant. And not only that.
We walk in victory.
Let the victorious people give a praise right here. Come on. And the power of your word,
it brings life to me, my redeemer,
you are
my defender,
you are
my way maker,
you are
Lord forever, you are my deliverer, great deliverer,
Lord, you are my redeemer.
That's what you are. Whatever we bind on the earth, it will be bound in the heaven. And what we loose on the earth will be loosed in heaven. So we sing it in here. Whatever we loose on earth,
That song from Byron Cage just recently went to number one in America. And You Are, the latest song from Byron Cage, is from his current album, Isolation. Last year, Byron Cage had his first number one song in the U.S., his song, I Can't Give Up. Byron has been putting out big hits for a long time now, but last year was his first number one song. I even would have thought his huge hit from 2003, The Presence of the Lord is Here, would have been a number one song. But no, it wasn't. Byron Cage is putting out music to glorify the Lord, though, and it's nice to see him getting his first and second number one songs last year and this year with I Can't Give Up and his latest song, You Are. Big congrats to Byron Cage, your landlord.
Yep. Byron Cage is resilient, a very brilliant writer and worshiper, man. You know, he really could sing, man. I'm telling you, he's a great singer. And that is one of the reasons he has earned the name, the Prince of Praise. Awesome guy, man. And it was really great having him here with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. Coming up next is an artist from out of Savannah, Georgia. His name is Nick Poland Sr. He can sing also, man. This brother really got a powerful windpipe. But check out his latest single entitled, Holy Are You Lord.
Overwhelming, your love is captivating. Feel your glory moving right now. So shift the atmosphere. Your praises we will shout loud. With one voice we will cry out, Holy, holy are you. We'll sing, holy, holy are you, Lord. Oh,
your presence overwhelming.
Your love is
captivating.
Feel your glory move.
Feel your glory moving right now.
So shift the atmosphere.
Shift the atmosphere.
Sing your praises. Lord, holy are you. We'll sing holy, lift it up, holy are you, Lord. So
we lift
We'll bless your name, oh God, yeah, forevermore.
So we lift you up in the sanctuary,
so the world
can see the great King in His glory.
You are God alone, and we worship
your name.
Oh, we lift you
up
higher.
We lift you higher.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Despite all of the things going on all around the world, the Lord is still and always will be holy, landlord.
Yeah, Mike, Nick Pauling Sr. is a worshiper without a doubt. You know, and he loves music, and he loves to use his music to reach people who are hurting and who needs a savior. You know, great gospel music is like medicine to the soul. So, Nick, just keep up the great work, man, and keep, you know, mixing that medicine batch, you know, so that you could continue to heal the people with your wonderful music, man. You are truly a spiritual medical doctor. Great stuff, man. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show. Do you have any word of encouragement for us today?
Yeah, landlord, God is love. Jesus is the light. It's been said, where there is love, there is no darkness.
Amen, Brother Mike. You know, we are the light of the world, and wherever we go, darkness automatically disappears, man. Great stuff, Brother Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the Prince of Praise, Mr. Byron Cage, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. We will also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who always take the time to tune in and to hang with us every week. We appreciate you, we love you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike Dean, everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. Coming up next is another talented, gifted artist from out of the Bahamas. Her name is Chestanique Bullard, now living in America. She is a pastor kid that loves the Lord, loves music, loves worship. It's all about worship and ministry for her and her family, man, you know, and they've been doing this for a long time. And I want you guys to check out her latest single entitled Victory. Beautiful song, okay? So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Come out. Come out.
Sinner like me.
Asking what's the move, feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Today
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I pick. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade.
Today
ooh, this is the day that the Lord has made,
ooh,
and I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be
joyful.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be
joyful.
Today. I'm gonna be
joyful.
Ooh. I'm gonna be joyful. I got that feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here. Life comes and goes, make it last, best slow your roll. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that
today's
the day.
Ooh.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Ooh.
And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah.
I'm gonna be joyful.
I got the joy, joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the J-O-Y.